Welcome back to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State sports podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is women's soccer, women's volleyball, football, men's, women's basketball, men's, women's golf, and so much more. It's your very, very first time listening to this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm recording this football episode on this Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, and I've already recorded a one tonight, another basketball episode, which will come out tonight. So this will come out tomorrow night on your feeds, wherever you listen to your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, you know the drill here on this show, there as well. Going back to football for a minute, Dylan Edwards, and we've talked about the quarterback position last week, so if you missed any of the episodes there, please go check those out. They're focusing on Avery Johnson, the quarterback position, and also the backups as well. But I talked about Dylan Edwards on this show, and we're going to talk about him again here in this particular episode, and probably going to be talking about him even more as we about to start the season, and of course throughout the season, because we know Dylan Edwards, a one play away from taking it to the house. We've seen it last year in Colorado. When he was at Colorado for those first couple of games there, he was rolling and then kind of really cooled off there. But yeah, he's on his team now, obviously. Second season with K-State now, and with Matt Wells taking over full time. Y'all know my stance with Matt Wells last year. I think still should have been making the play, should have been calling the plays instead of calling Riley. But again, I'm not going to go down that road. That was a particular episode there. But Dylan Edwards here. Let me see if we can. It had the stats earlier. Now it doesn't. But anyways, yeah. So you have him back there. And again, I think I mentioned last week, too, that we've seen our share of backs come through Kansas State. Again, DeJohn Huberts, the DJ Gins, the Deuce Vaughns, the Sproles. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not going to dance. When I came to K-State the very first time ever, when I landed at K-State, transferring from community college, Daniel Thomas was the running back handful of years ago, and he was the machine. He was the workhorse, right? And even before Daniel Thomas, again, there was Daniel Sproles, Darren Sproles. I'm going to say it again, Sproles. I'm pretty sure David Allen. There's just so many. Running back, great running backs come to K-State, and we are in the midst of probably a couple more. And obviously, DJ Gins last year and what he did in the last 3 years at K-State really made name, right? Quiet, hardworking. That's my type of guy, and that's where my personality even lands anyway, right? Right? There are multiple different personalities. Obviously, Dylan Edwards and DJ Gins, two different personalities, but at the same time, really, really good backs at the same time. And DJ Gins, like, obviously, put his name right up there in the mix, the Junction City High School star, right? In the top 10. As far as K-State running backs goes, I got pulled. That might be a podcast coming up down the line here. But yeah, so Dylan Edwards got him, and then Joe Jackson, the most talked about, and yeah, he's part of that. Let me double check my list here. I think he's part of that class. Yeah, he's a sophomore. Yeah, so yeah, Avery Johnson's going to be a junior. Joe Jackson's been here a year longer. I think he's been here longer, 3 years, it seems like. But yeah, Joe Jackson, he's had his share of nicks and pains here and there. But if he can stay healthy, this guy really turned it on in the last quarter of the year. So he turned it on in the last quarter of the year. Arizona State and a couple other games there to note. Obviously, the Rutgers game there as well. So, okay, you got a 1-2. You got a solid 1-2 punch. Again, what K-State has again this year on the offensive side of the ball, you got to look out. And then it goes back even further because I know I did an episode on this guy a couple of months ago, and that is the transfer Antonio Martin Jr. This is Sport Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this latest edition of the podcast. But yeah, Antonio Martin Jr., right? He has some numbers there himself there as well. So you have him, and I'm just going off the depth chart right now as we continue. And yeah, you got a deep, deep running back position again. So you have the quarterbacks. We already made that known, right, on this episode. Then the running backs. You got five of them over here. Devon Rice, redshirt freshman, and J.P. Price. I think we did some of these guys, we did solo episodes on. So again, this is why you got to turn in this podcast, because we try to go a little bit more deeper, or at least make an attempt to anyways. There's going to be other podcasts when it comes to football. Yeah, so you got your five deep at the running back position, so you can't go wrong there. But obviously, we crammed it last year, get to put the ball in the hands of playmakers, right? Look, Avery doesn't, we know the star caliber player Avery is. We should, that is just no question there. Question going into this year, I'm hearing all these playmakers and all like that, which, yes, that's true fact, right? And the question is, this, if I'm hearing what I'm hearing here, obviously, when you look down the offense, this offense should I shouldn't put easily in this category, but I am anyways, just to say so, like, in case they struggle offensively, I am going to put the hammer down. But yeah, when you have a veteran guy like Matt Wells, who, with the play calling, have all these playmakers, and not just with the running back position, tight ends, obviously, and I'm going to stay true to my form until I see proof outside of Jace Brown that wide receivers have made gains, right? Tight end position, better than the wide receivers. Y'all have it. That's a debate. Y'all can rip me a new one for that or not. Because every time we talk wide receivers on here, we get too hyped up. And then coming into the season, we're disappointed. We're left disappointed. Isn't that true? And anyways, tight end position, Oakley's, the Loftons, Lincoln Kurz, right? We haven't even seen him play Lincoln Kurz yet. And he's gonna be on the playing field. He's gonna be able to play a little bit this year. And so I may see that. I'm looking forward to seeing that size and athleticism from Kerr. And then you got the wide receiver position, which we'll talk about. I mean, hearing a lot of chatter about Tibbs, which we talked about him on last week's episode. Again, go check it out. And you got Bradley transferring in as well. So that's, again, trying to pair up with Chase Brown, trying to take the pressure off him. So you got all these in a offensive line that should be pretty good. Another solid offensive line, which will, again, we'll, as we move along here, this countdown to kickoff continues towards Iowa State. We'll continue to try to get all the names for you here on the main channel as far as who's on this JEP chart, at least for the two deep for Chris Klieman and this K-State Wildcats. So, yeah, and then I'm thinking I might try to sneak in here, and this is going to be later on in the week as we wrap this up. I know Carrington Harrison, C-Dot, on the Drive, a 96.5 The Fan, interviewed a couple of, obviously, Gene Taylor last week, Chris Klieman, I think one, Jerome Tang. So I'm going to try to snatch up a couple of those and bring those to you there as well, as we're getting that much closer to the K-State fall season 2025. But yeah, I look at Matt Wells, you've been here a year. Now see what you learn, right? Put the ball in playmakers, and I think the first one is obviously, you know, Dylan Edwards, put him in space. He sees a crease, he's gonna take one to the house. I think we're gonna see a lot more of that. And I think it's 1-2 punch, given that Joe Jackson can stay healthy. Really, both of these guys need to be on the field. And we know about Antonio Martin. He's had experience as well. So you are covered at the running back position there as well. So anxious to see. I think K-State reports to camp, fall camp next week, if I'm not mistaken there as well. So for this offense, There's really no excuse. If you're saying, hyping it up to what it is, there's really no excuse why you can put up at least 24 plus points a game. I know that might be a little high, but that's doable. That is doable. And again, I haven't seen, you know, the other Big 12 rosters and whatnot. And I think in an upcoming episode, I think we're gonna take a look at the schedule comparing the preseason favorite Arizona State, which K-State avoided, unless these two teams get past the hurdles and meet up in Arlington for the championship. Where we're gonna compare little schedules here, and that's an episode I'm planning down the line as well. So getting y'all cranked up for football season. So I'm looking forward to see what number 3 does again this year. Obviously, everybody's getting faster, stronger, and all that. We'll see how it translates here in the 2025 campaign for the Wildcats on the football field. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. We're just record Kansas State content again. We're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. It's everyday podcast. Get it, folks. Hey, this is the right time to subscribe. Subscribe right now. Like it. Tell your friend. Tell your fellow K-State friends. Or if a person's a big in the Big 12, tell them too. So there you go on that. Podbean app. I will be on there this week. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast over there. I'm recording this here on the 22nd of July. Not sure. I know Alex is unavailable for the rest of the week. We'll see if I can switch things up and sneak on there tonight. But regardless, like I said on a CJ Jones episode, me on out, I'm going to hop on there. Regardless, it's me, Alex, or the both of us. We'll be on there giving y'all content on the latest throughout the week, what's been happening throughout the week of K-State Sports. Greer 3 is podcast over there on the Podbean app. Got down the Podbean app to access that. Of course, like I said, pass the word along to fellow K-State Nation about this podcast. Alex Aiden, Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, once again, of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports.